It's election day, and everyone knows this is a presidential election year, but that's not the only decision you'll be asked to make on this year's ballot in Rhode Island. Rhode Island Public Radio's Kristen Gourlay created an online guide to what's on the ballot, and she joins us now. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
So we tend to forget that going into the voting booth requires a bit more than just checking off a couple of boxes. So you're here to give us a little crash course in what to expect. Mm-hmm. Of course, this year, the first thing voters will see on the ballot are the candidates for president.
Absolutely. The first choice is for president of the United States, obviously, but you might be surprised to find a few other names on the list besides Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. There are three third-party candidates on the ballot as well. Jill Stein for the Green Party, Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, and Rocky De La Fuente with the American Delta Party.
Wow. Okay. So what comes after the presidential candidates?
Well, your ballot will look different depending on where you live, because there are different local races in certain districts. But this is generally what you'll see next. There are seven statewide questions you'll be asked to approve or reject. I'm not going to go into the details about all of them, but the first has to do with authorizing a state-run casino at Twin River. The second is about restoring the Ethics Commission's jurisdiction over members of the General Assembly. And then questions three through seven are bonds. Should the state borrow money to finance improvements to the Veterans Home in Bristol? There's a bond for construction projects at the University of Rhode Island and improvements to the ports at Quonset and Providence. There are also bond questions about environmental projects and funding for new affordable housing.
Rhode Island Public Radio has reported on several of these ballot questions, so you can find more information on our website, ripr.org. Kristen Gourlay, after you make it through that list of questions, what's next on the ballot?
Well, you'll be asked to pick a U.S. representative for your district, a state senator or state representatives in the General Assembly, depending on your district. And there are several mayoral races in places like Cranston, Warwick, and Woonsocket, and a couple of local questions to decide that will vary by city and town.
And one important thing to note is that this is the first presidential election where Rhode Islanders are required to have a photo ID.
That's right. So don't forget to bring your driver's license or some other form of ID to the polls. If you don't have an ID or you forget it, you can still vote. You'll cast a provisional ballot to be counted after officials verify your identity. I'd like to offer a little checklist, Chuck, for voters heading to the polls. One, look up your polling place online before you go. That's important. Check to make sure when it opens and whether the location has changed. Most polling places open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. You can get all that information at sos.ri.gov. Number two, read up on the ballot questions and know your local races before you go. And three, bring your ID. Oh, and four, Chuck, this is important. Go ahead and bring your camera or cell phone, because you can take selfies in the voting booth. That's new for this year.
And I'd like to add number five, follow ripr.org on Election Day for results, reports from polling places, and more. We'll carry live election coverage as the returns start to come in, starting at 8 in the evening. Listen to us on the radio and follow our Twitter feed, at RINPR, hashtag RhodeyVotes16. For up-to-the-minute coverage.
Yes, and we'll be reporting from the field and updating results throughout the day and night. We have got you covered locally and nationally.
Thanks, Kristen.
You're welcome.